This is Buck. He's a dog. And the reason Buck is sniffing and panting and practically climbing the shelves in this closet is because he smells a bag of marijuana hidden above the molding. And that's not all.
There's methamphetamine under the threshold. There's crack cocaine in that light switch. And then I have heroin in this one over here.
Buck, if you haven't guessed it, is a drug dog. And Officer Alex Fife with the Portland Police Bureau is his partner of 4 years. Actually, they're more like companions. Detection dogs live with their handlers. They're together 24/7. They're part of the family.
Oh, yeah.
But now, this shepherd is facing forced retirement. That's because Buck is what they call a traditional four-odor drug dog.
Meaning that he was trained to find cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana. In the new era that we're entering now, with marijuana being legalized in Colorado and Washington and now Oregon, there are a new generation of dogs, which are three-odor dogs, that are not being trained to find the odor of marijuana. And so his future is probably going to be retirement, as I'm slated to get a new partner at the end of the month.
There are more than 60 drug-sniffing dogs in Oregon, and they cost up to $10,000 apiece. So for a while now, police departments, sheriff's offices, and other agencies have all been wondering, what do you do with your drug dogs when a drug they sniff becomes legal? You can't really untrain them to detect pot. So let's get a sense of how Bach works with police right now. He takes off on a training run through this empty, drug-laced house.
Once we go through this door, it's going to be like a hotel hallway. There's a bunch of doors, and there is odor under one of the doors that the dog can find. So if you were to alert to that door, we could then get a search warrant for the room.
The thing is, Buck can't tell you what kind of drug he smells. He can't tell you how much. So with the new pot law, a judge might say Buck's alert isn't probable cause to issue a search warrant, since what he smells could be pot. Right now, if Buck smells drugs in a car that's been stopped, police can search it without a warrant. That gets messier, too. Simplifying the legal process, says Alex Fife, is why Buck will have to retire and also tolerate the new three-odor dog joining their family.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like, he's a big part of my life. We spend every day together, this energy that he has here. I have to find an outlet for that if he's going to remain part of my family. I have three kids, and they really enjoy him, and my wife enjoys him, and he's a phenomenal dog. It'll be difficult for him to adapt to not coming to work every day, because that's all he knows is get up, go to work with Dad.
Do you think it would be strange for Bach to be at home and to watch you go off to work with another dog?
Oh, yeah. You can't start my police car at home without him losing his mind. I mean, he starts yelling and screaming and whining and carrying on and jumping at the kennel. He knows that that's his car and he's supposed to be in it, because that takes him to wherever his toys have been hidden, which I think in his mind, you know, he gets a chance to hunt, which he just loves to hunt. And then he gets a chance to have his toy and play. And all that starts with loading up in the car and going somewhere. So it'll be really hard if I have to leave him at home and take the other dog to work. It may be so hard for him that it's unfair, and I may have to find a placement for him. But I don't want to do that right now. I have to figure that out as it gets closer to reality.
Portland is keeping one four-odor dog on the force. Alex Fife says that dog can still track criminals exporting pot illegally. Other police departments in places like Roseburg and Newburgh-Dundee are sending their dogs to county jails where pot remains illegal. Meanwhile, two three-odor dogs named Lola and Reddy are coming to town for tryouts.
Walker.